Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Kathy DeToro, and I am the organizer for the Blast from the Past, the DC Decades Fest.
Awesome. And is this the first time they're having this thing?
Yes. So I'm in multiple bands. I'm a full-time musician around the DC metro area, and one of my bandmates and I had the idea and thought, you know, it would be really fun to do an all-ages event that kind of celebrates nostalgia in music throughout the decades, starting with the 80s and then going to the 90s and the 2000s.
And that band you mentioned is the Legwarmers. They're very famous around here. I think I see you guys play at the State Theater a ton, but all over the area, really. My wife is actually in a cover band, Vinyl Rhino, up in Frederick. So I know that whole lifestyle very, very well. So how did
awesome.
You,
That's so, cool about Vinyl Rhino, by the way. Side note.
Do you know them?
I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of them because I've been playing in cover bands for over 10 years and, you know, I see online and stuff and we play a lot of the same circuits. So that's really cool. So you're no stranger to the world of cover bands.
Yeah, no, it's actually how we met. I came to one of her shows and I married
her. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a great cover band love story.
Congrats. That's so awesome.
All right. So you're organizing this thing. How did this thing actually come about? What exactly was the idea? Because I know you said you and your bandmate are in cover bands yourself, but why did you decide like we need to
right.
do this?
So two of the bands we're in, one covers primarily 90s and one is solely a 2000s band. So we thought we have the resources to do a show. And last year we did an event called Party 2K, like on a play on Y2K, where we did a battle of the decades, 90s versus 2000. And people really like that idea. You know, you kind of attach to your favorite decade and it's super nostalgic, but you're not getting one night of the same decade. And so we thought, you know, we'd really like to do an all ages show because we play so often, but kids can rarely come. And the Bullpen had offered the space as an event and said, you know, if you guys want to plan something, have fun and run with it. So we were lucky enough through our relationship with the Bullpen. And that's kind of how this came about.
I've heard for at least the last several years, they keep building up around Nats Park. You know, it's those shipping containers. Everybody around here knows it. You know, the cornhole boards and beer and, you know, food stands and all that. And then the stage will be in the back. Hasn't it shrunk down a little bit where it's just sort of that backstage area now?
Not that much, actually. Okay. I mean, it still fits thousands of people. They still have the cornhole and the bars and the food trucks. And despite the buildup around the area, it's still maintained the way the vibe and the feel and can still fit thousands of people in there. So it really doesn't feel much smaller.
Okay.
Unless I'm sure if it's jam packed, yeah. It might, but other than that, you wouldn't hardly notice.
Okay. Well then paint a visual picture for me because we're radio here. So paint a picture. If you're a member of that audience, when you walk in, describe what they see, smell, taste, you know, the shipping containers and just the fun, like give me a little atmosphere soundbite, if you will.
Sure. I'll break it down visually, via radio. So using the senses. So the cool thing about the Bullpen is it's right outside of Nats Park, which to me says summertime. Baseball games, All-American, you know, you smell hot dogs, you see the hot dog vendors. And it's cool because it's right, the metro, like I, as a child, go to the ballpark and walk out from the metro. So you come up the escalator and all of a sudden it opens up. And now you see this big area where you hear some music playing. You still smell the smells and the nostalgia of the ballpark. But now there's this space right outside that has entertainment before and after games that you can kind of go and hang with your friends. It's not always all ages. So the cool thing about our festival is when coming out of the metro or getting out of your Uber or coming out of the parking garage, you're gonna hear music you know, you're gonna smell the nostalgia and feel the summer vibes of the ballpark, and then you're gonna walk in and there's gonna be people dressed up from 80s, 90s, and 2000s. You're gonna be able to grab drinks, you're gonna have the food truck smells going, and just kind of the playful, whimsical energy of a family barbecue, I would say. And I think what's gonna set it apart is the fact that we are opening it up to all ages and having a lot of kids running around, because I know personally, I really like playing for young children because they just are innocent and accepting of all, you know, you're playing a beat, you're playing music, they're into it just because they can shake to it. So they are the most fun to play to. So we're really hoping, and it's looking like this will shape up to be a really fun summer kickoff family event.
I want to go more into what you said about, you know, how you hope people dress up. What in your mind with what signifies, what sort of outfits should they put on for the 80s and then the 90s and then 2000s? You know, what are those big items that, you know, that instantly recall those decades?
Sure. So for me personally, obviously this is my opinion, but when I think 80s, I immediately think leg warmers. I think, you know, washed faded denim, side ponytails, you know, you can go the neon route. And just off the shoulder t-shirts, you know, you can basically cut up an old t-shirt, hang it off your shoulder, throw your hair in a side pony, and that works. So you can do anything from, you know, on that end of the spectrum, or as far as to go all out and get the whole Stay Puft or, you know, Marty McFly, or if you want to actually take on a character. But you know, you don't have to go that crazy. And I think for the 90s, my mind immediately goes to flannel shirts, a lot of the grunge era, overalls, a lot of colorful patterns, you know, Air Jordans, and think boy band, Britney Spears, NSYNC, you know, oversized baggy jeans and like flare bell bottom jeans for girls, low cut, of course. And then the early 2000s, I would have to say Juicy Couture tracksuits always pop into my mind. and for guys, you know, puka shell necklaces, you know, you can't sleep on the puka shells. And just button up Abercrombie and Hollister and all those shirts with witty phrases on them. I remember graphic tees were so big back when I was in middle school and in high school, which was the early 2000s. So that's my quick little guide to each decade in the fashion sense.
I love it. I hope people come out. Is there any going to be like a costume contest or anything like that?
Exactly. Yes. We are going to do a costume contest per decade. There'll be one winner for the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s, and there will be a cash prize. So we really encourage you, since it's all ages, you can dress your babies up. All ages are entered into the contest as well. So anyone that dresses up for their decade, you can be entered into the contest. So, and it does really make it more fun and make it feel like more of an event. And the bands dress up too. So you won't be alone.
I love it. All right, let's go into the reason we're all there too, the music. I know you got 80s tunes by DJ Blackberry, 90s by Party Like It's, and 2000s is So Fetch. Do you mind just give me a quick soundbite for each of them? You know, what do you know about each of those guys?
Sure. So DJ Blackberry is an incredible local DJ. She spins all over DC, and we've done a few events with her before, and she just brings the best energy of any DJ I've seen in recent years. I mean, she dresses up. She's larger than life. She has a wonderful personality. She's super fun. She's great at getting the crowd hyped. She does all her own playlists and is good at playing the popular songs, and transitions are smooth, and she really is just such a great hype woman. And excited to have her kick everything off.
What sort of songs do you think that'll be before we move on from the 80s? You know, what do you think DJ Blackberry will be spinning? What kind of artist?
I think we can definitely expect to hear some Madonna for sure. Bon Jovi, of course, a little Queen, I know, will be in there, absolutely. And then if I had a guess, I'd say probably some Pat Benatar.
I love it. All right, now onto the 90s, Party Like It's. Describe them and what sort of music we might hear.
So Party Like It's is a really high energy DC cover band that started off as a ska band that did ska covers of popular songs and kind of evolved into doing some originals, but also doing this 90s set, and has been performing the 90s set for a while now. And so I know there's going to be some Nirvana, but also representation of the 90s hip hop with some Snoop Dogg. And then a little representation of the late 90s boy band, girl bands. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say each of these are really going to bring the variety and represent each genre of each decade.
All right. Did you want to go more into So Fetch? What do you think they might play?
Yeah. So Fetch is purely 2000, early 2000s. We're at that point now in our society where this is a thing. It's coming.
It's crazy.
It is about that time where the OOs are coming around. And so you can expect to hear Outkast, probably some Eminem in there, and then you can't leave off the pop punk, you know, Blink 182 and Sum 41, and maybe even a little of the Avril Lavigne action. So that kind of stuff.
Awesome. And then in terms of what it costs, I think it's I see the prices here, but why don't you say it so I can use the sound?
Yeah, so it's kids 10 and under free. It's $15 pre-sale, and there's tickets online through Eventbrite. on our Facebook event. And it's 20 at the door. We'll accept cash and credit. So no worries about that. And the event does start at 4 o'clock and goes till 9 o'clock. So we really tried to make it a time where we thought families would be able to maximize the family time.
Awesome. And just really quick in closing, why should we come out? Just any final thoughts? What gets them out there?
You should come out if you want a family fun event to make you feel nostalgic, make you miss all the great music of years gone by, the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. You will get a lot of music, and you will also get that summer environment right outside the ballpark. Food trucks and drinks and something that the whole family can enjoy across the span of three different decades of music, and an all-around just fun dance party. And so be sure to check us out, Blast from the Past Festival, and dress up for your favorite decade, and maybe you'll win the costume contest.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us, and we'll get the word out on WTOP.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Thanks.